409-602. Hey, buddy. Did you hear that Ron 330 saved a house today with his tractor? Had to dig out a culvert and save the house from getting flooded. Somebody's house.
That is awesome. Makes me feel good about the community, man. People helping each other out.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on, man? What kind are you out of?
You said you were going mobile, correct?
Well, I'm mobile and back home. I just went to Ray's. Got me some liquid sunshine.
Gotcha. I was going to invite you over to come check out my new toy.
Oh, I couldn't today. I'm exhausted. I got like 4 hours of sleep last night. I'm just barely walking.
Oh, I completely understand that one. No problem. We'll go enjoy the evening with your wonderful bride, and I hope you sleep good tonight.
Yeah, I gotta find the balance between just enough to help you sleep and not too much to regret the next day. Hey, you got rain mode, man. Use that rain mode, baby.
Yeah, I've got brand new slick tires at the moment, too. I gotta break those in first before I go playing in the rain.
No better way than to just gun it.
Easy, man. I haven't upped my Mercy Flight subscription.
Speaking of gunning it, you know, there's two schools of thought on that break-in period. Some people say that's the old way of doing it because the tolerances were a lot looser back then. Nowadays, some people even say that it's actually better to get on it, and that they find that you get better gas mileage and the engines are actually, everything seats better. So, just thought I'd throw that up there.
Well, luckily, I learned a lot about that stuff in the motorcycle industry, and the coatings on things today are much, much better, but the tolerances are much tighter now, and you got to let things wear a little bit, but you don't want to baby it. There's a difference between just completely babying it and then, you know, just varying the heat cycles and varying the RPMs and stuff like that for the first few hundred miles.
Well, I'm not saying redline it. I'm just saying ride it like normal and, you know, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow the rules for the first about 500 miles and then do my first oil change, get all those little particles and shavings out of there, and hopefully it lasts a long time. The cool thing is KTM extended the warranty from 2 years to 4 years as long as you check in with a KTM service center once a year.
Oh, that is cool. Get one of those magnetic drain plugs for the oil.
It's already built in with one.
Nice. Wow, they really thought of everything, didn't they?
Yeah, they had a... So KTM's always been good in my book. We've had KTM here and there for the last 30, 40 years. My dad had a KTM when I was just a little guy, about 10 years old. So I've always liked KTM, but they had some problems with the adventure bikes early on. Whoever their camshaft manufacturer was, wasn't hard coating them properly, and then they didn't have enough oil flow. So they've corrected those problems, I hope, but they've extended the warranty out with all this talk of KTM going bankrupt. They tried to give people a little incentive.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah, I'm sure they fixed the issue. Neighbor across the street, the older lady that I told you is my adopted mom, her son that passed away, used to race KTM. She was not a professional, I guess, a semi-pro dirt bike. And her husband, who passed away a year prior to that, he did a flat track with the Harleys and stuff. But she's got all kinds of trophies and pictures of them in the garage and everything. It's pretty cool.